I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haiti has seen it all: poverty, corruption, political unrest, and natural disasters. In October, a big change is taking place, and the question is, will it help or hurt the current state of stability? And when we use the phrase to go, we're usually referring to food, but in some parts of the world, a to-go option refers to Bible translation. Find out how in just a few minutes. News you won't hear anywhere else today on Mission Network News. Peace and stability, these were the goals the UN peacekeepers had when they arrived in Haiti 13 years ago. But this fall, they'll be leaving. So did they succeed? Some say they did manage to bring a level of stability to the nation, but the peacekeepers were also accused of sex crimes and the cholera breakout that killed over 9,000 people after the earthquake in 2010. As for how this latest development will affect the country, Eva DeHart of For Haiti With Love says we'll have to wait and see. They were able to get a police officer's opinion.
He said that the UN leaving should put something in place, like a military, because Haiti's insecurities will be worse without a strong force in the country.
Whatever happens, For Haiti With Love will continue to do what they can to share the love of Jesus in the northern part of the country. DeHart says this is how we can pray.
Pray that the Haitian people in general look at this as a good thing and that they become eager to take responsibility for their own future instead of looking to someone else to solve their problems.
And you're listening to Mission Network News. South India is experiencing one of the worst droughts it's seen in decades. The failure of last year's rainy monsoon season is a contributing factor to the drought, and thousands of farmers and villagers are taking out loans to survive. Right now, we're in the heart of India's summer, or pre-monsoon season. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's local programs, such as their adult literacy classes, actually improve livelihoods, something critical during a drought. Eric Morrishead with Mission India says it's all in the context of the gospel.
They do a lot in adult literacy and microeconomics and education. And so with those two things, coupled with the gospel that we share, then you have the context of where you live. If you experience a drought, in some cases, these individuals can circumvent that drought and produce products that fill a need within the market.
You can pray for refreshing monsoon rains to clear the drought. Morrishead says ministry support would also be a huge encouragement.
When you make a gift of $30, even if you just did that once, a gift of $30 will sponsor a student in an adult literacy class for a full year. So kind of put that in context, you know, $30 is not that much money to give an adult a chance to better themselves economically, emotionally, and spiritually.
And finally, Wycliffe Associates is using innovative ways to help Bible translators get physical copies of Scripture into the hands of their people. Wycliffe Associates, Bruce Smith.
We've moved increasingly into the least secure, most unstable, most threatening arenas for Christians, let alone people who are trying to get Scripture into that arena. So, yeah, we've had Bible translation acceleration kits and, you know, mobile print-on-demand systems, these kind of things. What we're trying to do is provide tools that suit the circumstances in which Bible translation is currently taking place.
The mobile print-on-demand unit's ability to move helps translators keep a low profile in dangerous areas. And since the pod units are in the hands of translators, there's little cost to ship Bibles, thus drastically reducing production costs.
The system also includes binding facilities, hardware and software to do the setup for typesetting of the text so that it can be set up in a way that makes a good presentation once it's bound.
Currently, Wycliffe Associates has 30 requests for these units, so please pray for God to provide the resources. And if possible, you can give and find out how at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories that help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.